This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hi everybody, how's your Tuesday treating you? Hope you're having a great one. Yes, me, Ben Simmons, back with the show that goes like this up until 8 o'clock tonight. Huge thanks to Joe Bailey for another brilliant drive time show. And now it's me with a slightly special show tonight. Yes. I mean, regular listeners will know I like to embrace celebrity birthdays. We like to pay visits to the weird world of news. We've been looking at what's trending lately. We've engaged everybody in intense debates on social media, got you guys to vote. And of course, ever since I started broadcasting on these shores, on these very airwaves back in 2017, I've embraced ridiculous holidays. And just off the top of my head, some crazy ones that come to mind are International Measure Your Feet Day, World Automotive Service Professionals Day, I remember that, Appreciate a Dragon Day, I remember those. So those are the ones that come to mind. And obviously, broadcasting once a week, I only look at holidays that occur on the day the show goes out, which makes sense. But there are some brilliant ones that occur on the days the show doesn't go out. Hence, in recent times, I've also bringing you things that occur every week or monthly. Like we had National Flower Month in March 2023. And that's not with the stems and the petals. It's flour, as in the food stuff used frequently in baking. Do we need a National Flower Month? It's that kind of thing that bothers me. So what I've done for tonight's show is exhaustive research, as ever, on your part, lovely Leg End listeners. And I'm going to link tracks to at least 10 crazy holidays that have occurred on a certain day so far in 2023. They are all genuine holidays that occur. And you'll notice, if you tune in frequently, you'll notice that very often they annoy me. The fact that these holidays exist, you could hear me getting annoyed today. That's all I'm going to say. So, yes, I always kind of hang it on wacky holidays, but don't dwell on them for too long. I'm going to be dwelling on them quite a bit longer in this special show. The show that goes like this, Ridiculous Holiday Special, tonight on Phoenix FM. And as ever, fantastic music guaranteed up until 8 o'clock here, not constrained by genre or time. I'll play anything as long as it fits in with the themes of the day. And of course, if you want to join me and get involved, pass any kind of comment or judgment on social media, Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Give me a message, I'll give you a shout out. It works like that. Fabulous. So what are we doing first? Well, we are looking at a holiday that occurs today. Then we're going to go back throughout 2023 and enjoy / be amazed / be despondent about some of the holidays that are genuinely celebrated by some people out there. 28th of March is Respect Your Cat Day. Yeah, that is the thing. Now, I could accept World Cat Day. I could accept Be Kind to Your Cat Day. I could accept Take a Photo or a Video of Your Cat Day. But Respect Your Cat Day. Why does it have to be worded like that? You know, it just makes it a bit more frivolous, a bit more ridiculous. Let's talk more about cats after a track to do with cats. Not all cats are black. The one in this track is. Is that a panther?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Janet Jackson's classic 80s hit, Black Cat. Yes, on the 28th of March, which in case you didn't know and weren't tuned in straight away at the beginning of the show, is Respect Your Cat Day. Don't just accept you have a pet that needs feeding, that needs nurturing, that needs loving, that may be slightly aloof, but that may give love back to you, but respect it as well. It's just the wording of that holiday that's particularly annoyed me. Yes, Respect Your Cat Day. You imagine sort of having a conversation with it, don't you? Well, I respect your opinion. You want food. You want me to stroke you. You want to sit on my lap. But sometimes I need my own space, Fluffy. Anyway, it's Respect Your Cat Day today. And just when you thought I wasn't going to carry on celebrating that musically, there's another track linked to respecting your cat. I was quite happy with Janet Jackson and Black Cat. Black cat's associated with being lucky, aren't they? I've got a black and white cat at the moment. I've also got a tabby cat. My first pet I remember growing up when I was little was a tabby cat called Daisy May, who was my granny's cat and then became my cat. And for some reason, I don't think we ever knew her actual birthday, and it was just accepted she was the same age as me, which makes her in her mid-40s now, which is almost impossible. Anyway, yes, let's have another cat-related track from, of course, the Pussycat Dolls. Also, when you hear this track, I did something about this on the airwaves a few months back, you don't think that it isn't an original. Yes, it was originally recorded by a singer called Tori Alamaze about a year before the Pussycat Dolls brought it out. Tori Alamaze's version, almost exactly the same, just never became a hit. Unlucky Tori, here's the Pussycats.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this?
Ooh, baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see the get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick. Yes, I'm on the lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you
call
before
you
leave.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it.
I know you want it.
It's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Don't you? Fight the feeling.
Leave it alone.
Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough to leave a happy home.
Let's keep it friendly.
You have to play fair. See, I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna want to share. Your girlfriend was a freak like me.
Like me.
Don't you? Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright, sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
Don't you?
Okay, I see how it's going down.
Don't you?
Seem like shorty want a little menage to pop off or something.
Let's go, let's go.
Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it. When I come through, it's the God Almighty looking all brand new. A shorty wanna jump in my ass, then Van Jewish. Looking at me all like she really want to do it. Try to put it on me till my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon, hit you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty all on me, cause it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all. If y'all can get cool, so I can hit the boat for y'all. I'm worried about
this. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Oh, don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you? Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright, sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Phoenix FM.
That was the track that started it all for the Pussycat Dolls. Duncha catapulted them to stardom, didn't it? Bit of Busta Rhymes in there. Lovely stuff. Anyway, yes, it is Respect Your Cat Day, hence playing music by the Pussycat Dolls. But let's move on. We're going to get through loads of Ridiculous Holidays in tonight's show. It's a Ridiculous Holiday special. So yes, 28th of March, Respect Your Cat Day. But what was it on the 20th of March? Well, we enjoy Ridiculous here. Enjoy this. 20th of March was National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Yeah, now, it's good to celebrate having a life partner or just being in a relationship fairly casually, you know, having a significant other at a certain moment in time. Being told to kiss them on a particular day is a bit bizarre. Are you meant to think you can't kiss them any other day? It's just the one day of the year and you're going to abstain the rest of the time. Don't see the point of that. That would never work. No. But yes, the 20th of March, all over the world, National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Also, if you have a fiancé, you've presumably been together for quite a while and then made more of a commitment to get married, but you haven't got married yet, so you're engaged. So, you know, at that time, maybe in years gone by, you would have still abstained, but, you know, this day and age, you're going to be kissing quite a bit, aren't you? You don't need a day to tell you to do it. National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Well, we now need to celebrate kissing musically, just musically. Although, if you're engaged, I guess it's the correct day. No, it was 8 days ago, 20th of March. Don't do it today. Cripes, please. Stop. No, 20th of March, National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Any other time, don't kiss them. Just listen to this track from Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. See me on the Sunday morning music, real loud.
FM.
Great track that was taken on by Liverpool fans and became a bit of an anthem in Anfield, which I enjoy. If you know listening to this show, you'll know I myself am a Liverpool fan. Yes, Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa's One Kiss, because the 28th of March is 8 days after the 20th of March, when you should be celebrating National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Yes, no other day is appropriate. That's what I get from that title. You know, if it was one of the days you can kiss your fiancé day, yes, I understand it wouldn't seem as special, but come on. National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. It's wonderful to have a fiancé. You don't need a day where you can be told it's okay to kiss them. Just kiss them whenever you like and whenever they like. As long as it's mutual, then it's fine. Nearly digging myself into a hole there, but I feel like I've instantly dug myself out of it. There was no need for a spade whatsoever. Marvellous. Well, yes, this is a Ridiculous Holiday special here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight, so don't go anywhere. If you want to send me a message, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook, or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and I will give you a shout out. And, you know, if you suggest a track that's appropriate to what we're talking about, maybe I'll even try and squeeze that in for you. If you bother to get in touch, fantastic. Right, we need another track that links to kissing, because it's Kiss Your Fiancé Day, National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Here is someone who could have been singing this who was a fiancé and wanted to be kissed. Not quite sure.
Open hand.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sixpence None the Richer's brilliant track, Kiss Me. Always enjoy listening to that. It's been played many times on the show that goes like this, but none more appropriate than today when we are looking at Ridiculous Holidays and enjoying the fact that about 8 days ago it was National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. What if we go back into early March? Well, did you know? Oh, yes. I'm laughing already. The 4th of March is a day where we should celebrate, because many people are, International Scrapbooking Industry Day. Yep, that is a real one. International Scrapbooking Industry Day. Does anybody scrapbook anymore very much? Was it ever a verb? I scrapbook. Oh, yes. I've been scrapbooking now for 10 years at least. With the rise of digitization of everything, you get albums, that are created on social media for special occasions. People don't make scrapbooks very much now, do they? Well, on the 4th of March, you should. You can. International Scrapbooking Industry Day. Yeah, it's not get a scrapbook, make a scrapbook. Oh, no. We're celebrating the entire industry of scrapbooking. Crikey. Yes, we are. And there's not many tracks that directly link to scrapbooking. There maybe is if I do a much deeper dive into the world of exhaustive research than I did do for this show. I managed to come up with this from Ed Sheeran, which is all about something you would put in a scrapbook, isn't it? No, it's not a Galway girl. I mean, you can put a Galway girl in a scrapbook, but not literally. A picture of them, though, be a very different matter. Not shape of you, no, come on.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing with us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed inside these pages. You just hold me. I won't ever let you go. how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that, of course, was Ed Sheeran's classic Photograph, played because earlier on in March, on the 4th of March, we should all have remembered to celebrate International Scrapbooking Industry Day. Oh yes, I can honestly say my dad and uncle used to keep a scrapbook of all their press cuttings from their career as a comedy double act, sort of reviews, pictures, you know, flyers, interesting shows they'd taken part in, all kinds of stuff. And that was a worthwhile activity if you started a career in the 1960s and went through the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know. Yes, computers were becoming more and more prevalent, but, you know, a scrapbook's something nice to look at. Even photo albums, people don't keep actual photo albums now, do they? It's all digital. Photos are taken, put online for a few days, and then instantly forgotten. It's a bit sad, really. I think photo albums could make a comeback, but scrapbooking, I don't know. I went on holiday to New York with my wife. She got me a surprise birthday present, probably about 15 years ago now. And, yeah, we went to New York and we said we should make a scrapbook when we get back. We bought the scrapbook. We've got ticket stubs of things we did, restaurant menus, subway tickets, you know, theatre tickets, all kinds of stuff. Photographs. We've never put them in the scrapbook because, let's be honest, in 2023, no one cares about scrapbooks. Call me controversial. Almost 3 weeks after International Scrapbooking Industry Day has happened, I've denounced it on these very airwaves. Unbelievable. But yes, couldn't believe it was a thing. International Scrapbooking Industry Day genuinely exists. 4th of March, for those scrapbookers out there. I scrapbook, you scrapbook, he, she, they scrapbook. Brilliant. Now we're going to move on. Some of the wacky holidays are just a bit too vague to be worthwhile celebrating. That one, very niche, Scrapbooking Industry Day. Yeah, but this next one, just a bit bizarre for me, because who can forget, really, on the 22nd of February, it was World Thinking Day. World Thinking Day. Now, to me, that is absolutely pathetic. Everyone is thinking hundreds of times a day, every single day. To have a day isolated as Thinking Day is ridiculous. That really is ridiculous. World Thinking Day. Ah, dear. I don't do it any other day. No, no, just the 22nd of February for me. 364 days of vacuous nothingness going on in my mind. 22nd of February. Get ready for some serious thinking. Wow. Oh, dear, I've amused myself. And, you know, on the 22nd of February, you can think about certain things. You can think about them again. So what I'm saying is, don't just think about something once on that day. Think twice.
Don't think I can't feel like there's something wrong. You've been the sweetest part of my life for so long. I look in your eyes, there's a distant light. And you and I know there'll be a storm tonight. This is getting serious. Are you thinking about you or us? Don't say what you're about to say. Look back before you leave my life. Be sure before you close that. Before you roll,
Phoenix FM.
That was Celine with the classic Think Twice. Great track. I remember way back when I phoned up Capital Radio with Dr. Fox on a Sunday afternoon doing the chart show, and you had to identify bits of songs, and I identified successfully Celine Dion's Think Twice. Got through to the final to win prizes. Wasn't selected out of the six callers that day. Someone else was selected to win a big prize. I got a bag of goodies sent to me that I remember included a Capital Radio car sticker. That was exciting. Yes, always happy to tell you lovely stories like that. My dad's just sent me a message as well that's made me laugh, because we're talking about the fact that the 22nd of February, as I'm sure 99% of the UK population are aware, is World Thinking Day. But apparently, my dad said, when I was younger, he was upstairs on the computer writing material, script writing, and someone knocked at the door for him. I answered the door, and they said, is your dad there? And I said, sorry, he's upstairs thinking. Wouldn't it be brilliant if that had happened on the 22nd of February? I suspect the likelihood is it wasn't. But no one can be sure, can they? World Thinking Day on the 22nd of February. Unbelievable. Annoyingly ridiculous. Ridiculously annoying. I like it when that works both ways. Anyway, yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We're embracing many of the ridiculous holidays that have occurred in 2023 so far. Because only broadcasting on a Tuesday and normally just talking about ones that occur on that day, I'm missing 6 days a week of crazy holidays. We're getting some of those in this show. And playing great music that link loosely to them as well, such as this one from China Crisis. I think this is in Pretty Woman, isn't it? At some point, I don't think it was recorded for Pretty Woman, but I think it was used on the soundtrack. Okay, now, fans of Pretty Woman will be almost outraged that I played China Crisis and said this was on Pretty Woman, because clearly it wasn't. Now, I don't want to cast aspersions on myself, but the thing that was on Pretty Woman was also about thinking. Nothing wrong with China Crisis and the great track Wishful Thinking, but this is Go West and the King of Wishful Thinking. This was used in Pretty Woman. Well done, China Crisis. Well done, Go West. That's what I say. Let's play two songs with similar titles that evoke similar feelings in me.
I don't need to fall at your feet just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone. Listen to the talk of the town. I'll get over you. I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking. And I
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, slightly bizarrely there, China Crisis with Wishful Thinking and Go West with The King of Wishful Thinking, all to celebrate the 22nd of February being World Thinking Day. Ah, dear. Right, here's another wacky holiday that annoys me to hear about it. Go back earlier into February, the 9th of February to be precise, and then you can celebrate National Read in the Bath Day. If you thought National Thinking Day was a bit vague, National Read in the Bath Day. Does anyone do that? Isn't that a bit weird? I know phones are waterproof now, so maybe there are some people that get in the bath and scroll through TikTok or various other social media options. Read in the bath? Surely no one takes a novel into the bath with them, or their Kindle, do they? Certainly not a broadsheet newspaper. That's just asking for trouble. Read in the bath day, really? Well, what could be more appropriate than wet, wet, wet?
That all that I can get with those angel eyes you make sense, you sense all the time. Say I'm gonna stay home and go away. Well, when I said I'd catch you when you're falling, I'd have my
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Angel Eyes from Wet Wet Wet, because the 9th of February is National Read in the Bath Day. I honestly don't think I've ever done that. It's rare that I have a bath now. I have a shower all the time, of course. But you kind of, a bath, not a sort of special occasion. It's if I feel I need it, if I feel I'm a bit wiped out, if I feel that the soaking would help me. So mainly I stick to showers. I certainly wouldn't read in the shower. That'd be craziness. But read in the bath? Does anybody do it? If you do it, please get in touch. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Benson Radio on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you if you've read in the bath or have ever read in the bath. I don't mean that if from the bath you can see something in the room that you would happen to read, like a picture or a poster, or look out the window and see a billboard or something. I mean, do you specifically take something to read into the bath with you? Now, being in the bathroom, say the toilet, for instance, is another matter. I know people who do this, and I don't want to get involved in it right now, but yeah. In the bath, though, should we be celebrating the 9th of February more often than we do? You know, National Read in the Bath Day. Is it a common thing? Not in our household. Is it in yours? Get in touch. Let me know if it is. And have you ever had that moment where you kind of feel yourself dozing off in the bath and you wake up and you think, what would have happened if I'd gone to sleep? Would I have gone under the water? Would I have kept my head above water, Avril Lavigne?
I've got to keep the calm before the storm. I don't want less, I don't want more. Must bar the windows and the doors to keep me safe, to keep me warm. Yeah, my life is what I'm fighting for. Can't part the sea, can't reach the shore. And my voice becomes the drum. God, keep my head above water. Don't let me drown. If it's harder, I'll meet you there at the altar. As I fall down to my knees, don't let me drown, drown, drown. Don't let me drown. So pull me up from down. I'm underneath the undertow. Come dry me up and hold me close. I need you now, I need you most. God, keep my
to fall asleep. God, keep my head
Phoenix FM.
I suppose that is the main thing when you're having a bath, isn't it? You want to keep your head above the water. Unless you're a little kid and you do that thing where you're going to wash your hair in the bath as well. That was always fun, because I got to sort of go upside down and put my head in the bath. But you don't do it as an adult, really. Well, I don't. Do you? Yeah, Head Above Water, Avril Lavigne, great track to take us into the second hour of the show. How's an hour gone by already? And we've looked at such loveliness as Respect Your Cat Day, Kiss Your Fiancé Day, Scrapbooking Industry Day, World Thinking Day, and now Read in the Bath Day. Brilliant, brilliant holidays that genuinely are celebrated somewhere in the world on certain days that I've talked about. Now, to take us into this second hour, we've got some more corkers coming up, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else, and you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM, and it will do. And if you want the video camera feed into the studio, that is available on mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side as well. And get involved that way. So many ways to be here. If you're very, very, and it sounds weird to say old-fashioned when talking about email, you can email us, radio@phoenixfm.com, and we'll receive your email as well. But nobody bothers with that these days, do they? Email marketing campaigners would beg to differ, I suspect. Right, what else is coming up next? Well, after all those corking ridiculous holidays, how could we beat that? Well, yes, we go back to the 1st of February in our first attempt to be even more ridiculous. The 1st of February is National Get Up Day. I don't know why. I don't fully want to delve into it any further. It's just annoying that it exists. National Get Up Day. I think it's meant to be far more inspirational than it sounds, because what that could imply, depending on your reading of it, is, yeah, 1st of February, I'm going to get up. All the other days, not going to bother, going to stay in bed all day. Oh yeah, but I only get up on Get Up Day. I think it means sort of get up and do something productive with your life and, you know, take the bull by the horns kind of thing. But if you take it literally, 1st of February, National Get Up Day. Every other day in February and all the other months, stay in bed. That's why it annoys me, because it has those connotations. It's encouraging people to stay in bed 364 days of the year. And there may well be some days where that would be fabulous, but not that many. You don't need National Get Up Day. Every day is Get Up Day. Come on. Now, what song could be most appropriate to celebrate National Get Up Day? Well, surely it's this one.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine. Don't worry about his. Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I got my
dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time. Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
You want to hit it like you did on the top, fellas? Hit it like you did on the top.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
As soon as I knew we were going to be talking about National Get Up Day, I wanted to play that track, James Brown, Sex Machine, of course, just because of the lyric at the start that pervades it. Yes, hope your 28th of March is treating you well. Hope you remembered that was Respect Your Cat Day. And all the other ridiculous holidays we've talked about so far on tonight's Ridiculous Holiday Show special. Yes, the 1st of February is National Get Up Day. So, yep, don't stay in bed, but get up on the 1st of February. All other days, do stay in bed. Do what you like. Fabulous. Ah, it's one of those annoying ones. I'm annoyed now. I need something to make me unannoyed. What could that be? Well, when you're little and you go to sleep, something to distract you is a bedtime story, isn't it? I don't think that's the kind of one Madonna had in mind when she came up with this.
Today is the last day that I'm using words. They've gone out, lost their meaning, don't function anymore. Let's get unconscious of me. Let's get unconscious, honey.
slain again.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of a weird one, that, from Madge, isn't it? Bedtime Story from Madonna. Not probably intended to help you with getting up or going to bed or whatever, but appropriate because of the next ridiculous holiday. Yes, we had National Get Up Day on the 1st of February, but you go back a few days to January the 28th. Remember, all of these are ridiculous, genuine holidays, and this is a great one. Visit your local quilt shop day. Why does that have to exist? You know, people, when they need a quilt, know a shop they're going to get a quilt. Some people may not even use the word quilt. They may use the word duvet. They may use the word bedspread, or a variety of other words to mean the thing you cover yourself with that keeps you warm when you go to bed. But visit your local quilt shop day on January the 28th every year. It's usually going to be cold around that time of year, so you may be considering a new quilt, duvet or bedspread, or something to cover yourself with when you're sleeping. Oh dear, visit your local quilt shop day. We all know what we like to do on those days. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, that's why I played Madonna's Bedtime Story. As I said, probably the title could be misleading. Certainly not for children, that track, I don't think. But anyway, obviously this is a family show. I wouldn't play anything totally inappropriate. Come on, you know me better than that. It's the 28th of March. If you've just joined us, we're enjoying ridiculous holidays that have occurred all throughout 2023 so far that I've not always been able to mention if they weren't on the day of the broadcast. But on a ridiculous holiday special, we can do what the heck we like. Oh yes, lovely leg end listeners. Great music guaranteed with me here on the Phoenix Airwaves, 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com, such as this one that links to Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day. It's Dunnell Mill, the musical. No, of course it isn't. It's The Cure, Let's Go to Bed. Bit suggestive. Bit less provocative than Madonna, I'd say. Anyway, that's for you to decide, really. Here's The Cure.
Let me take your hands, I'm shaking like milk. Turning, turning blue all over the windows and the floors. Fires outside in the sky look as perfect as cats. Two of us together again, it's just the same as
I won't play it.
FM.
That was The Cure with Let's Go to Bed. Yes, less provocative than Madonna's bedtime story, very, very possibly. But, you know, if you need a new quilt, you're out of luck right now. You've got to go right through to next January the 28th when you can visit your local quilt shop on Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day. Anyway, that's one of the crazier ones. Now, this is it's a sort of nice one, but it's a sort of bizarre one now. So we're going back further, just to the 24th of January. And don't forget then, it is National Compliment Day. Just tell someone they look nice, or you like what they're wearing, or maybe their perfume's fabulous, or they've just got a good air of confidence about them. They're just, you know, fabulous. Yes, 24th of January, National Compliment Day. Don't go around handing out salt and pepper. That means you've slightly misheard what it actually was. So yes, what are we going to do for National Compliment Day? We're going to play this. You can't get a better compliment than this. Thanks, James Blunt.
Life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know.
I will never be with you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Mr. James Blunt. You wouldn't imagine from hearing his voice he used to be in the army, would you? Fantastic. What a great track, though. And he sounds a very emotive music over his career, James Blunt. And has got some stick for it, but I think he's done well. Good on him, that's what I say. And yes, it may sound a bit ridiculous, 24th of January being National Compliment Day. But what harm is it to just give someone a compliment? I don't think many people appreciate the power of a simple compliment, and it can make someone's day very often. Even to a stranger. That's the problem, though, because people don't do it. You do it to a stranger and they think you've got some weird agenda or a hitting on them or, you know, you're just being weird. If you just went up to someone and went, "You look nice today," they'd be like, "Who the hell do you think you're talking to?" I could see some people being aggressive, but, you know, maybe some people it would really make their day. It would make them walk along with an extra spring in their step. They'd be feeling fabulous because of your compliment. You know, even something as simple as, "I like that jacket. Nice trousers. Oh, your shoes look good." I don't know. It's just weird to do it to a stranger, isn't it? They're going to think, you're going to think you're being sinister. That's the problem. Yeah, how can you pay someone a compliment without them thinking you're hitting on them or being sinister or creepy? Because it doesn't happen much in society, certainly not in UK society. It's just going to be frowned upon. But maybe if everyone knew about January the 24th, we could all enjoy it a lot more. National Compliment Day. Yes. Well, are we going to carry on thinking about compliments? We are. What tracks possibly link to compliments? Certainly directly. I know what you're thinking. There's nothing. There's nothing that directly links to compliments. Well, oh, lovely leg end listeners, you'd be slightly wrong. Because you've forgotten all about Red Dragon featuring Brian and Tony G, haven't you?
Compliment to our nice and decent girl, coming from a DJ Rich again. You're my number one girl in the world, just like that.
Compliments, girl, on your kiss. You're number one girl on my list. And every time I think of you, I wish. Mm-hmm. I wish that you could be my girl. I wanna take you around the world. Every time I think of you, I wish.
Sexy body, ooh, and that a mad me young good looks, girl, and that a drive me crazy. You sweet when you a walk on the street. Every time I say me see your girl, me eyes keep on with your cute face. Oh man, me know you well, bless that drive body. Oh man, and that a way you possess, the way you move, the way you groove, and the way your lips move. Every time I say me kiss your girl, you get me not the mood.
Compliments, girl, on your kiss. You're number one girl on my list. Every time I think of you, I wish. I wish that you could be my girl. I wanna take you around the world. Every time I think of you, I wish. Compliments, girl, on your kiss. You're number one girl on my list. And every time I think of you, I wish. I wish that you could be my girl. I wanna take you around the world. Every time I think of you, I wish.
Your kiss, the number one girl out on my love on the list. On top of the line, you should be mine. The rest of girls, they're behind. Oh man, me love all your body, design your romance. Girl, won't you give me a chance financially? Oh man, me say that would a response. And if you ever be my girl, I would a take you around the world. a man, you're not a fool.
Compliments from your kids, you're number one on my list. And every time I think of you, I wish. Mm-hmm. I wish that you could be my girl. I wanna take you around the world. Every time I think of you, I wish. I want compliments, girl. Case. You're number one girl on my list. Every time I think of you, I
think. Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Red Dragon featuring Brian and Tony G. It just sounds like a couple of blokes put a track together in their bedroom, doesn't it? Compliments on Your Kiss. It was a hit in the 90s. I remember it, yes. Because 24th of January is National Compliment Day. I was saying how strange it is, how people can't cope if they're just given a compliment. A lot of people think you're being suspicious. Well, something that bears that out is comedian Milo McCabe and his character he's created, Troy Hawk. If you're on social media, I suggest you go and have a look on TikTok or Twitter or YouTube for Greeters Guild, at Greeters Guild. G-U-I-L-D, of course. At Greeters Guild, the character Troy Hawk wearing a purple sort of smoking jacket. And he just passes compliments to people while standing outside shops, as if the shop has paid him to be there greeting people as they go in. But he's got a sort of an oldie worldy aura about him, let's say. Yeah, it is a very, very funny series of videos, and obviously has catapulted Milo McCabe to stardom because he got booked to surprise the Manchester City football team coming into training. I think he's been at sort of award ceremonies at posh hotels in London greeting people, so he's progressed from standing outside B&Q and pretending the store has asked him to be there to just greet people and give them compliments as they come in. But yeah, a very funny character, and it's really good. Have a look for it online, at Greeters Guild. Highly recommended. I have enjoyed watching the trials and tribulations of Troy Hawk. Fantastic. Right, well, we've dealt with National Compliment Day, You're Beautiful, and now compliments on Your Kiss. So it's time to move on to another ridiculous holiday. And you thought there were ridiculous ones, and then you hear this one. Yes, of course, back on January the 18th, it was National Museum Selfie Day. What? Why? If you want to promote museums, if you want to get loads of pictures online of people taking pictures of themselves in museums, call it Museum Celebration Day. You know, I could get behind that. National Museum Selfie Day. So you don't even want pictures of artifacts being displayed in museums or people beside them enjoying them. You want people to take a selfie in a museum. It could be anywhere. It's just a picture of a person then. I feel that was a missed marketing opportunity. Yes. National Museum Selfie Day. Well, there aren't many tracks that link to museums. There are some tracks that link to the idea of taking a selfie, such as this one from Boyzone.
Just to find the friend that was there. take me so long just to find the friend that was there all along?
I had a picture of you
all along.
Never knew it would be so all along. Take me so long just to find. Why take me so long?
Phoenix FM.
Boyzone and the Fabulous Picture of You. To celebrate January the 18th being National Museum Selfie Day. As if you needed a reason to celebrate anyway, but yeah. Can you imagine? Just go to the Natural History Museum. I'm going to take a picture of myself on this staircase. Where are you? Could be anywhere. To help museums? I don't know. To help people go to museums? Help museums market themselves. National Museum Selfie Day. No, hasn't struck a chord with me. I'm upset by it. I want it to go away. That's all I think should happen. I'm not saying museums should go away. No, there's loads of fabulous museums. There's certain, the big kind of London museums you go to when you're a kid, don't you? And then you forget about them for years. I went to the Science Museum last year, having not been there probably for over 30 years. And it was a wonderful experience. What was upsetting was going through the technology section. Things that are now in a museum. And I was like, oh, I remember growing up with that. Oh, I've seen that. Oh, I used to use that. It's in a museum? I'm not 140. So, unbelievable. Anyway, the Science Museum, highly recommended as a day out. Very interesting, very enjoyable. Always. Oh, yes. Right. Let's carry on. Let's not dwell on museum selfies too long. Let's go to the next ridiculous holiday we're going to embrace on tonight's The Show That Goes Like This, which is going back to January the 12th. Who could forget International Kiss a Ginger Day? Possibly risking discrimination, but there we go. It exists. I'm going to talk about it on this medium. Yes, International Kiss a Ginger Day. It's bizarre, but maybe ginger people need a little bit of extra help. Maybe they don't. Anyway, here's something that instantly came to mind when I heard that ridiculous holiday.
Love the fun.
Driving down an endless road, taking friends on a moving the road. Flesh
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Simply Red's classic Fairground. Yes, great track. I saw them live last year in Margate at Dreamland. What a great gig that was as well. Mick Hucknall, fantastic voice, fantastic at working the crowd, amazing stuff. I expect he's been kissed many times as a ginger. International Kiss a Ginger Day, 12th of January. Just when gingers thought it was hopeless, they're made to feel bad by there having to be a singled out day in the year for them to be kissed. I know what they're thinking. Every day should be International Kiss a Ginger Day. I should point out it's not kiss an international ginger. Anyway, I don't really know what it entails or why it exists. It's another one of those ridiculous holidays that I've delved the internet to find for you. Exhaustive research always happens on your behalf, lovely legend listeners. Right, let's get another ginger-related track. We've already had an Ed Sheeran track, but let's face it, he's a bit ginger. Let's have his bad habits right now.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and in alone conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you.
FM.
Always enjoyed that from the first time I heard it. Yes, Bad Habits, Ed Sheeran, of course, played on International Kiss a Ginger Day, apparently. If they were feeling bad about being ginger, they're now feeling worse, knowing that there's one day a year they're supposed to be kissed. Anyway, that's the latest in a long line of wacky holidays we're enjoying on this episode of the show that goes like this. So what is coming next? Well, if you didn't think any of them were unnecessary so far, here's one for you. January the 8th is National Winter Skin Relief Day. Yes, get your moisturisers in for January the 8th, National Winter Skin Relief Day. I don't know why that has to exist, absolutely ridiculous, but musically, anyway, here's Elton John, Dua Lipa. This is more for if your heart's cold than your skin being cold. No moisturiser's going to help with this.
Human sign when things go wrong, when the sand is hurling and temptation strong, cold, cold heart, heart done by you. Something's looking better, baby.
Did like that P&AO remix, Elton John and Dua Lipa's Cold Heart, of course, mashing together some of Elton's biggest hits. Now, we've got two tracks left to squeeze into tonight's show, so one more, then we'll sum it all up, and I'll find a suitably fabulous track to play you out with. Don't forget, Synth City coming up straight after me, after the news at 8 o'clock with Rob Harvey. He's getting himself ready as of right now. But we are celebrating January the 8th, National Winter Skin Relief Day. Whether you get your Neutrogena out for your hands or other brands of moisturiser are available, I'm sure. One more track. Let's go back to Girls Aloud. See, Elton John and Dua Lipa worried about your heart getting cold. Girls Aloud worry about your life getting cold.
As we wait for the right of way, we text as we talk, we're running as we walk, cause we stuff our little souls away. We smoke as we choke, as we sink another coke, and we grin when it blows our mind. We skate as we date, as we slowly suffocate. We're running, we're running, we're running out of time. My life got cold, and how many years ago, when summer slipped away. So chill now, oh. We've got many years to go. So take it day by day. And long ago, I lost my soul to some forgotten dream. But how was I supposed to know it wasn't what it seemed? And even though the last hello has left me on the floor, I don't believe in Romeos, the heroes anymore. We're happy to pretend everything's gonna be okay. We shake as we wake, never give until we take, and we hate when we have to pay. We flirt while we work to forget about the hurt and the trash that we left behind. We sink as we swim, the ice is wearing thin. We're running, we're running, we're running out of time. My life got cold, it happened many years ago, when summer slipped away. So chill now, oh. We've got many years to go. So take it day by day. And long ago, I lost my soul to some forgotten dream. But how was I supposed to know it wasn't what it seemed? And even though the last hello has left me on the floor, I don't believe in Romeos, the heroes anymore. My life got cold, it happened many years ago, when summer slipped away. So chill now, oh, we've got many years to go, so take it day by day. And long ago I lost my soul to some forgotten dream, but how was I supposed to know it wasn't what.
Phoenix FM.
That was Girls Aloud and Life Got Cold. Well, we have celebrated some truly ridiculous holidays today. I've taken this opportunity to bring you a special all about ridiculous holidays. So don't forget Respect Your Cat Day, 28th of March. National Kiss Your Fiancé Day, 20th of March. International Scrapbooking Industry Day on the 4th of March. World Thinking Day on the 22nd of February. National Read in the Bath Day on the 9th of February. National Get Up Day on the 1st of February. Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day, January the 28th. Of course, who could forget? National Compliment Day, January the 24th. National Museum Selfie Day on January the 18th. And of course, International Kiss a Ginger Day, January the 12th. And National Winter Skin Relief Day on January the 8th. But if you go back that bit further, to January the 2nd. Yeah, forget about New Year's Day. January the 2nd is, of course, National Personal Trainer Awareness Day. I don't know why that has to exist. Personal trainers exist. People should use personal trainers if they want to. Why do we have to have an awareness of it on a particular day? I'm not sure, but I'm going to play out with a song that links to personal trainers and being aware of them on the 2nd of January. I'll see you again next week. Synth City coming shortly. Here, a Snow Patrol.
As we say our lives.